figures that have been released in recent days are no surprise to me. What it is actually showing is that the biggest decrease in whole time equivalent relative to staffing has been in CHO1, which is our local health area, Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, Monaghan, where we've seen in 2023 there was 90 whole time equivalents, and we have seen in 2024 that has reduced to 84 whole time equivalents. And there lies the problem, where we have more referrals now going into CAMHS, children and young people's, adolescents, mental health services, and there are less staff than there was year on year. So effectively there's a decrease of 6 whole-time equivalents from 2024 to 2023, and an increase in referrals at a time when mental health services are dealing with huge capacity issues across the whole system, in particular at CAMHS.
Councillor, we see the number of staff has dropped there from 90 in 2023 to 84 in December 2024. But despite this, waiting lists continue to rise, with 3,700 in 2023 and then 4,200 at the end of last year. I mean, what really needs to be done for this service? Is there a future for this service?
Yeah, look, I suppose in real terms, mental health services across this country are dealing with unprecedented demand. Like for CAMHS, if we look at CAMHS, for example, in 2024, there was approximately 23,000 referrals into children and young people's mental health services. There was approximately 225,000 appointments to mental health services for children and young people. And, you know, while the budget has increased, last year the budget was about 145, 146 million for CAMHS, attracting staff into CAMHS and the retention of staff in CAMHS is a massive issue at the moment, in particular, as I've outlined, in our own area. And that's very concerning.